News, I'm Ben Thomas. 2 weeks until Election Day, Donald Trump held a roundtable with Latino voters railing against green energy.
I saw a solar field the other day that looked like it took up half the desert. I never saw anything like it. It's all steel and glass and wires and looks like hell. And you see rabbits, they get caught in it. And every, you know, for the environmentalists, it's just terrible.
Kamala Harris did interviews with Telemundo and NBC, where she said her team is prepared to challenge Trump if he tries to prematurely declare victory. Polls suggest a very close race, but analyst Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College says
it's possible that there will be some significant polling error in 2020. The polls overestimated the Democrats. In 2022, polls overestimated Republicans. But until we have an election result, we don't really have any idea which way any errors might be going.
Arrests for illegal border crossings fell 7% last month to a more than four-year low in a major sexual misconduct case.
Abercrombie & Fitch's former CEO Mike Jeffries, romantic partner Matthew Smith, and their employee James Jacobson under arrest on charges of luring men into drug-laced, sometimes painful sex parties by dangling modeling jobs. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace.
To anyone who thinks they can exploit and coerce others by using the so-called casting couch system, this case should serve as a warning. Prepare to trade that couch for a bed in federal prison.
The indictment describing in graphic and disturbing detail violent and exploitive acts.
The defendants pressured the men to consume alcohol, Viagra, and muscle relaxants known as poppers during the sex events.
The U.S. attorney also says they paid for dozens of men to travel the country and the world to engage in paid sex with them and other men. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Flying taxis are a step closer to moving from the Jetsons to reality.
Federal regulators have given a strong push to electric-powered air taxis by issuing a final rule for operating the aircraft and how pilots will be trained to fly them. These aircraft take off and land vertically like helicopters, but fly like fixed-winged planes. Many companies are working to get them to the market. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's stressing safety as it works to fold in the brand new flight category, powered lift aircraft. Current technology limits their size and likely means they will be used most often in urban areas. I'm Norman Hall.
Hyundai's president Jaewon Shin says their version has 8 rotors and is battery powered.
So no emission, and because of the rotors are smaller, blades are smaller and distributed, so it'll be quieter, much quieter than helicopter.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.